AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the latest jobs report is good news, but it will take 2 years of the same gains or better to reach the job level from February of last year, just before the pandemic.
As he tries to push his massive virus relief package through Congress, the president's argued the economy needs big help. At a meeting with economic advisors, he said last month's surprisingly strong job gains were partly due to government aid in December.
Without a rescue plan, these gains are going to slow.
And later was told by Washington area bus driver Alma Williams, even those who still have jobs are struggling.
We had a time where we paid our bills on the first of the month, and now we're struggling to pay them on the 15th.
But Senate Republicans are rejecting the relief package, with Mitch McConnell arguing the jobs report shows a nation primed for a roaring recovery.
We are already on track to bounce back from this crisis.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey lifts capacity restrictions on gyms, restaurants, and more. Texas Governor Greg Abbott defends his decision to lift restrictions.
The numbers are going in all the right direction, and so the state of Texas is not only a completely different situation, we are in a situation where it is safe to open up 100%.
South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster lifts mask mandates in state government office buildings and restaurants, leaving the policy decisions up to the office administrators and the restaurant owners. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky insists now is not the time to ease up.
The current numbers remain concerning. Cases and deaths are still too high and have now plateaued for more than a week at levels we saw during the late summer surge, following 6 weeks of steady declines.
The governors of California and Oregon order all teachers to return to the classroom. Educators in Montana will be getting the shots starting next week. This is AP News. A microscopic examination of the United Airlines jet engine that failed during a flight last month found multiple cracks. Here's the AP's Mike Gracia.
An ongoing investigation of the engine that failed and came apart on a United Airlines jet in February has found wear and tear caused the fan blade to snap. The National Transportation Safety Board says multiple fatigue fracture origins were found on the inside surface of the hollow fan blade. The United Airlines flight had just taken off from Denver, bound for Hawaii, when the engine came apart. The flight returned safely to Denver and no injuries were reported. That particular Pratt & Whitney engine powers fewer than 100 Boeing 777 jets used by United Airlines and by carriers in Japan and South Korea. I'm Mike Gracia.
An American Airlines Boeing 737 MAX made an emergency landing in Newark, New Jersey today after the pilots noticed a possible problem with an engine oil pressure indicator. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.